this whole dream field is the face of God, because God is infinite, and so that face is a shape-shifting face that will appear in any way that you need God to appear to you. Okay, so you can have a wrathful face of God, or a blissful face of God, or a seductive face of God, whatever kind of a relationship to God or goddess or whatever a form suits the needs of the soul to feel whole again, to fulfill a lack of an aspect of itself that it projected out and put into God in the first place. Because, of course, God is only yourself, and yourself is inconceivable and without any face that could be drawn, right? No artist could draw the face of God. And they say you can't see the face of God and live. So the face of God actually is ego death itself. You know, it's interesting. Someone sent me one of the YouTube questions. I can't read all the YouTube questions, so people on YouTube, please know. If I tried to answer all the questions that are given every week, I'd have time to do nothing else. But actually, it wasn't even a question. It was a comment of someone who said, I shouldn't use the word God. I should instead use the word Bhagavan, because God etymologically comes from a Sanskrit huta, which originally meant the smoke that arises from the sacrificial fire. My thought immediately was, no, that is exactly what I mean by God, because the sacrificial fire is the fire in which you destroy all identification with the ego. And what ascends from the death of the ego, from the total incineration of its sanskaras, and rises, that is your God self. So that's exactly what I mean by God. And Bhagavan is not God, because Bhagavan is always projected on a person that they call Bhagavan. That's not God at all. When they started calling Ramana Bhagavan, he laughed, you know. He didn't deny it or reject it, but he didn't accept it either, because he knew that an agyani, someone who is ignorant of the real, cannot understand the real, and that Ramana is not the bodily being that they were bowing to and calling God. No. Bhagavan is a very misunderstood term. And Bhagavan has a face, or any face you choose to call your Ishta Devta, right? Your chosen god or goddess. But the real self is, of course, completely invisible and inconceivable. And that is your real face.